Time to check in with Steve. He's here. Hey.
Hey.
What the hell should we watch this weekend, Steve Stebbing? How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I am good. I am good. I am happy it's Friday, though. I got a case of the Fridays here for our Friday morning. I'm good, though. You know, it's all right. Winter's here. It feels cold, you know. It feels like the real stuff has hit.
Absolutely.
You know, this is really like your mecca now. Stay inside, watch a show.
Yes.
Kind of your jam, right?
Absolutely my jam.
All right, cool. Now, you've been excited about a few things. You've been seeing some movies.
Yes.
And we should probably get started here and we get into this so we have lots of time, because I really want to learn more about Yellowstone, which is also on this list. And by the way, we got to talk about The Crown, maybe next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it on my list last week. And we just didn't get around to it.
You didn't get to it. I want to talk about it because I've got good and bad about The Crown. I've been watching it. So we'll get to that. First, though, first on the list with Steve Stebbing, The Menu.
You, my dear guests, are not the common man. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir!
Is he going to keep doing that?
What happens inside this room is meaningless compared to what happens outside.
Yes, sir!
We're but a frightened nanosecond.
Yes, sir!
Nature is timeless.
Yes, sir!
What the hell is going on?
I love you all.
We love you too, sir!
Any questions?
Is this bergamot I'm getting, chef?
Okay. This looks really kind of cool. It's got the Queen's Gambit lady in it. And then it looks really kind of freaky, from like, this is a fun romantic movie to, by the way, we could die today movie. Is it a thriller?
Yeah. It is a thriller. It's like a dark comedy thriller. It's like if you heard of that that I think it's in Denmark, that restaurant Noma, where it's like a really high end like Michelin like 6-star restaurant where they use like twigs from the forest to like build this crazy foam. Like it's one of those kind of those culinary masterpiece restaurants. But also it seems like there's almost like a game to this where each guest that's invited to this restaurant, it's kind of like a ticking clock as they all kind of get eliminated is what I'm gleaning from this. And what I'm hearing is it Saw meets Succession, if that makes any sense at all.
Okay. Saw meets Succession.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what that means. And Ryan just said something with his mic muted.
Saw is a movie,
you
know, a movie series.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Succession is a series that's on HBO.
See, yeah, that's where you got me. You were talking about a restaurant, and you said Saw meets Succession, and I put an A into your meats.
Oh, hey. You're so
funny. That's what got me. So I didn't think Saw plus Succession. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I was thinking we're talking like a steak restaurant.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mind typoed.
I did.
Yes,
my brain.
There.
Case of the Friday. See earlier in this conversation. Okay. Now, I'm not big on thrillers, Steve, but this one actually looks really enticing.
It does. And I also have to say that the head chef is played by Ralph Fiennes, who is, like, honestly, and a pun intended here, one of the finest actors out there.
Cool. All right. I like it. Steve Stebbing, what the hell should we watch this weekend? And next on the list is The Wonder.
Do you know the dangers of a prolonged fast, Anna?
I don't eat or eat. I live a manna from heaven.
And how does that feel?
Full.
Anna is in danger.
She's an actress.
She's chosen.
Are you feeling well in yourself, Anna?
Very well, Father. Thank you.
What right does a stranger have to come between a child and his people?
I'm here to find out the truth.
All right. Now, this is also fascinating. Spooky kind of mystical fascinating.
Yeah, this is, I think this goes into the realm of religious mystery because Florence Pugh plays a British nurse that heads into the Irish Midlands in the mid-1860s because there's a young girl who the village claims has not eaten in 4 months. So she is there to trade off with a nun on kind of like a day and night watch of this child to observe the non-existent diet and her behavior. And to decide whether this is a medical mystery, a medical anomaly, or a religious anomaly. And I mean, Florence Pugh is easily one of the finest actors of our generation right now, of the generation of actors right now, probably like the top of the A-list, especially after carrying the mess that was Don't Worry, Darling a couple of months ago. So she's due for another phenomenal movie, which is exactly what this is, from director Sebastian Lelio, one of the most gorgeous films I have seen this year. Every shot is just masterful. And yeah, it really keeps you on the edge of your seat from beginning to end. I was really into this film. And it's available on Netflix for everybody. So
it's kind of like it's got the spooky thing. That one line where she says, doesn't look like she hasn't eaten it. Accent's wrong. Doesn't look like she hasn't eaten in 4 months. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the moment in the trailer where walking the lady and I think the doctor are walking and says, you know, maybe she's feeding on some sort of other nourishment like magnetic energy or something like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It's really kind of cool. I found it fascinating.
Yeah, theology at its base for sure. Like, but like, what's more believable, science? Like, especially at this time, science or belief? You know what I mean? It's very interesting.
Yeah, belief system movies are always interesting. They really get you. Okay, next on the list, SteveStebbing.ca. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Pearl.
Please, Lord, make me the biggest star the world has ever known, so that I'll make it far, far away from this place.
Now, caring for your family during these times is admirable. But you only get one take at this life.
If only they would just die.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Nothing? All right, tell us about it.
I'm still on board of saying that this movie contains the best actress performance of the year. Mia Goth stars as the title character in a prequel to a movie released earlier this year called X. This one is kind of in the World War II era, and she plays a farm girl that dreams of more dreams of being a star in like a Judy Garland sort of sense, but she's also a homicidal murderer at her core. And this movie is all sorts of twisted. It's also brilliantly, like, beautifully colorful. And Ty West and Mia Goth are like the gift to horror in just a year alone that I couldn't even have fathomed.
All right, Steve Stebbing, what the hell should we watch this weekend? 3,000 Years of Longing, Mad Max, Fury Road, longest title of a movie, but it keeps going even though it was so long ago in future and bad. No?
No, Mad Max is not part of it. It's just George Miller's previous movie to this.
Oh, okay. Anyway, 3,000 Years of Longing, here's the trailer.
There's no story about wishing that is not a cautionary tale.
We all have desires, even if they remain hidden from us. But it is your story, and I cannot wait to see where it goes.
Oh, how it might end.
Now, the Mad Max series has really taken a turn with this one, Steve. It doesn't sound like the other Mad Max movies.
Right? Not at all. You know what? It's weird. It's like when you make a movie with as much spectacle as Mad Max Fury Road and with as much originality, especially when you're George Miller, a director and a storyteller in his 70s. Now, how do you follow that up? Well, you make a movie about a thousands-year-old djinn trying to convince the most pragmatic and overthinking scholar to just make a single wish. And really, this comes down to philosophies, the mythological history of djinns. Like, there's so much at work in this. It's such a massively ambitious film for George Miller to do, but he's doing it with two of the best, because it's Tilda Swinton is your scholar in this one, and Idris Elba is the djinn, and they just play off each other like fireworks, and it's really the driving force of this movie. I think it's a little divisive, so like not a broader audience might have a little harder time getting into this one, but if you have some patience, this movie is very cool.
All right, Steve Stebbing, what the hell should we watch this weekend? And SteveStebbing.ca to get more info on everything Steve gets up to, by the way. Okay, here we are. Yellowstone. People who have it, watch it, love it, live by it. Speaking of a belief system, it has created its own. I haven't seen it. So let's listen to season 5 and then get Steve's reasons why we should start watching it.
I, John Dutton, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Montana against all enemies, foreign and domestic,
you have no friends in this building, John. You're gonna have to bring your own.
What you gonna do first? What do you think I'm gonna do? You're all fired.
Oh my. Okay, tell us about it. Why should we watch Yellowstone from the beginning? This is season 5.
Because Taylor Sheridan, the creator of this show, he is really great at creating textured characters and story and making them kind of move synonymously with each other, which is, I mean, usually you're building your show around one big character or one big concept. And there just seems to be a lot more at play when it comes down to Yellowstone, because each character feels like it had, there's some depth to them. There's some stakes to these characters. I mean, starting with John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner, an actor that we know very, very well by this point. But he is, I mean, John Dutton has to go down as one of his top characters at this point. And for, a large audience that's never gotten to see how great of an actress Kelly Riley is, you just have to look at the character of Beth Dutton, who I think is like a fan favorite. One of the best character actresses out there.
There's a lot of drama in the show, a lot more than people might think, right? So that's it's kind of like, what was the oil tycoon movies from the TV show from the 80s? Oh, nuts. It just Dallas? Escaped me.
No, Dallas?
Was it Dallas? With that was the oil one, right?
Yeah,
it's very similar to that in its own way.
With a lot more grit and crime and weight to it, just because they're being on Paramount Plus, they can kind of do what they want to do,
right?
Let's take Dallas and mash it with a better Sons of Anarchy, if that kind of makes sense.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.